now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm glad to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't noticed, and I know you have, I'm just being facetious, but trying to have a little fun here, but I was going to say, in case you haven't noticed, the times are tough, and things are getting increasingly tougher. And what I would like to say is that it's a time now for we human beings to start to get, well, to become a bit more thoughtful. It's time to remember what they used to call the eternal verities. We have to remember things that are really important in life. It's not good enough just to, you know, watch the news and, you know, read some magazines and talk about the economy. It's not enough. Something more is needed. Now, you know, they talk about people who are in extreme states. You know, people down through history have had bad things happen to them. And when bad things happen to us, it tends to make us very disturbed. We become very disturbed. And, you know, who can blame a person for becoming very disturbed when something really awful has just happened to them? It's understandable. And yet, down through the ages, people have managed to somehow pull themselves together and go on. You know, life goes on despite the fact that bad things have happened. Now, it takes... and what I'm trying to say is that when things get real, you know, just a little listening to, you know, the talking heads on television and listening to some music on the radio or watching a movie or going out to have some fast food or reading a magazine is not enough. Nor is enough to go to some organization where you sit around and hear nice platitudes and sing songs or pat each other on the back and give each other hugs and tell yourselves that everything's fine. No, everything is not fine. But there has to be a way that when everything is not fine, we can nevertheless pull ourselves together and survive. Now, when you look at the early, and not only survive, but survive with dignity, with poise, and with even a modicum of happiness. Now, the thing that's always amazed me are the early Christians. I'm sure you've heard that the early Christians were persecuted by the Roman government at the time. They were thrown to the lions. They were had their heads cut off, and they were crucified, and all kinds of awful things were done. They were thrown in jail, beaten, and so on, you know. And you wonder how you heard songs about them singing, you know, while they were being put to the lions, they were singing. How is this possible? Or you look at Paul, for example. Paul, you know, you can actually read in Acts about, in the book of Acts, about some of the things that were done to him. Well, how can it be that he maintained such great dignity? Or perhaps you could look, for example, to a person like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a very great, very nice man who lived in the Soviet Union. He was thrown in a prison, and yet he emerged with his head held high. So how can this be, ladies and gentlemen? Well, it's because they somehow found a way to relate back to what is truly important in life. And I shall talk more about this after this important announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by Tuki Real Player or Windows Media Format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. It's called The Roland Trujillo Show, or Ask Roland, as I like to call it now, because people have questions. And I answer their questions, or better yet, I awaken people so that they can see for themselves, discover for themselves what the answer is. Now, one of my favorite books of all time is called A Vietnam Experience. It was written by Vice Admiral James Stockdale. He has passed away now. Very noble man, Vice Admiral James Stockdale. And he was held in the Hanoi Hilton. He was held as a political prisoner there by the North Vietnamese. He was held for 7 years. And several of those years he was in solitary confinement, and he was tortured. And he wrote a book after he returned from Vietnam. He wrote a book called The Vietnam Experience. And he reflected upon his experience there, and what it was that permitted some of them to maintain their dignity, to not betray their country, to not fall apart at the seams, to maintain their proper decorum and their chain of command, you know, their authority being their commanding officer, whoever it was therein. And what sustained them from, you know, going stark raving mad or falling totally apart at the seams, what sustained them? He reflected upon his stay there. And in brief, he found that some of the things that sustained him and sustained them was love of fellow human beings. It was philosophy. It was love of God. It was music, good music. It was poetry. It was the liberal arts. It was having studied, you know, the best of Western civilization, the noblest thoughts. You know, when you think of the liberal arts and good literature, good art, what do you think of? Well, you think of Shakespeare or Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, Milton, you know, things like that. And of course you think of Christian writers, Christian music, and you think of poetry, and all those things, that, you know, the things that when you were a kid people made you read, when you went to college maybe you studied the liberal arts. It was those things that helped sustain them. And then, of course, the love of their fellow human beings, not wanting to betray their fellow captive, and the remembrance of the people back home, their beloved wife, their beloved children. See, those are the things that sustain them. And then, of course, ultimately, faith in God. That's what sustained them. So, you see, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is that a little silly talk, you know, on your alphabet channel television stations, a little silly talk on the radio, a little silly music, see, silly pastimes, you know, getting drunk, taking drugs, smoking marijuana, or having someone reassure you. There are many forms of false reassurance, ladies and gentlemen. Some take the form of a pill, some of the alcohol, some shallow distraction, entertainment. See? These are all forms of lies, assuring you that everything is okay when it's not okay. But when people like James Stockdale was in the Hanoi Hilton, well, he was in an extreme situation, and things were not okay, see, and everything was not wonderful. And so someone just patting him on the back and telling him everything's fine, here, take a pill and listen to this music, and read this magazine or listen to these silly people make silly talk, nonsense, juvenile talk on the radio or on the television, or watch this sitcom. See, that's not enough. That's not going to cut it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if I guess the analogy I can make is that if you have a person like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was in prison, came out with his head held high, or you have, the people who were in the death camps in Nazi Germany, came out with their head held high, someone like Vice Admiral James Stockdale, who came out with his head held high, not crazy, see, not having betrayed his country, and coming out with dignity and sanity. See, maybe beaten and battered and bruised and his body damaged, but not his spirit, you see, not his honor, not his, and not his love of other people, see. Not his other love of other people. Another thing that sustained him, I just want to mention this very quickly, is that he saw that it was a stoicism. Stoicism, in other words, having a stoic attitude. He saw that the man that was torturing him was just doing his job. Now, what's the genius of that? What is the genius of that, ladies and gentlemen? What is the brilliance of it and the saving quality of it, of seeing that the other person is simply doing his job? The torturer, the interrogator, he said the man was just doing his job. What is the genius of it? What is the brilliance of it? And what is it ultimately that saved, perhaps saved his sanity? It's called forgiveness. See? It's called not hating the other person in the first place. See? Forgiveness means not resenting and hating the other person. See, if you don't hate a person, the other person in the first place. See, that's what that's all about. Or if you do hate them, then you realize that it's wrong to hate, and then you see that you shouldn't hate them, and you don't hate them. That's what it boils down to. So by seeing that the interrogator was simply doing his job, he didn't hate him, and thereby his soul was safe. His soul was safe because he did not hate the interrogator. Are you with me? He did not hate. So, here's what I'm saying. If not hating, if pulling oneself together, maintaining discipline, remembering the important things in life, family, friends, see, if loving God, and if good, the good, the very best of Western civilization, the best music, the best of literature, the best of poetry, if those things will sustain a person from going stark raving mad, or falling apart at the seams in prison camp, then perhaps they will be useful to people in everyday life. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am. Now, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty, shall we? Now, I said that forgiveness, faith, not hating other people, the important things in life, and the very best of Western civilization, if those things help to sustain a person in a horrible extreme environment of a prison torture facility, then would they not also hold a person in good stead in everyday life who's going through some tribulation? I think they would. I think they would indeed. And of course, the greatest of all is love. Now let's look at people who have difficult situations in everyday life. You see it a lot of times with children. Children who are not loved, children who are violated, children who are pressured and teased and taunted, see, and whose father is not there for them. Father's not there for them. Maybe mother is there, but maybe she's all upset and angry and hates her husband. The child is put in daycare or preschool or in school, some terrible environment where there's bullying and teasing and thing, and comes home and then the parent yells at the child and accuses it of being bad and making trouble and being defiant and not paying attention. In school, he's accused of not paying attention and having oppositional disorder and not, see? And then he comes home and his brother and sister tease him and his mother slaps him around and his father is gone. There's no father. See? So the lack of love, ladies and gentlemen, the lack of a stable, loving environment. When I say a loving environment, I mean something spiritual, a spiritual loving environment. See, there's no love. Mother is full of hate. Father is gone. There's no love in school. There's no love anywhere. Just tease, taunting, pressure, bullying, blame, accusations. See? The child becomes destabilized, starts to act out, starts to go to extremes in order to try to communicate as best he can that something is wrong. But instead of someone with love and understanding coming, well, they just look at him and say, well, you've got this syndrome or that syndrome. See? And so they just look at him as if he were an animal. You know, it's all chemicals, it's all biology, it's all genetics, it's all, like he's just an animal or a machine. Where is the love? Where is the understanding? So, when there's no love, no understanding, he tries to ask for help, and instead all he gets is more the kind of attention that makes things worse. All he needs is love. See, where is the love? And so he cries out even more and acts out even more. And so before you know it, see, it's the lack of love, ladies and gentlemen, that causes the extreme situation. The lack of love. See, all he sees around him is hate and cruelty and exploitation and heartlessness. Heartlessness. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if he could see love, you know, wasn't it, who was the great philosopher? It was Hippocrates. Oh, I'll tell you this beautiful quote after we return. Please enjoy this important announcement, and then I'll tell you the beautiful quote after I return. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show, a very thoughtful program. I'm talking about love. Yes, it was Hippocrates, the great Greek physician. And he said that if the patient could believe in the goodness of the doctor, he might yet recover. If the patient could believe in the goodness of the doctor, he might yet recover. You see, ladies and gentlemen, now if this child, driven to an extreme psychological and spiritual state. See, for a child, you could make the argument that you know, if you get an adult who knows that love exists, see, you're an adult and you absolutely and positively know that love exists. You have a good father, good mother. You've seen love. You haven't just seen exploitation and abuse and cruelty and heartlessness and lack of understanding. You have seen love somewhere, in someone, even just a glimmer of it, but you know that it exists. See, then you can, if you're put into an extreme situation, then you'll make it. But a little child, he looks to his parents for love. And when there's nothing there but hate, or parents not even there for him, abandons him to strangers. Strangers who abuse him or violate him or do something awful. He doesn't know that there's love. And so when he goes into his extreme state, there's nothing to bring him back. Nothing to bring him back. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I say that we need to refine love. You need to find love. You need to find love. It'll be good for you, but especially you need it for your loved ones, your children, people around you. All they need to do is to see that it exists. Now, how do you find this magic, wonderful love? How do you find it? Well, you find it, first of all, by not hating. Remember what I said about Vice Admiral James Stockdale, that he didn't hate the interrogator. He did not hate the interrogator because he saw that the interrogator was simply doing his job. So he didn't hate him. He did not hate the interrogator. And that lack of hate is what saved his soul. So don't hate. Then you need to find God. And you will find him when you don't resent. When you don't have a grudge against your husband or a grudge against your wife or a grudge against your mom or your dad, or you don't judge and look down hate your neighbor. When you don't hate other people, when you don't hate anybody, especially your parents, when you let it all go. Let all the resentment go. And all of a sudden, your soul will soften. When you throw away your cigarettes and your alcohol and throw away your pornography and your silly magazines and all your silly distractions, you just put them aside. Then all of a sudden you'll start to become aware and you're willing to give up your hate. You just don't want to hate anymore. No more hate, no more resentment, no more judgment. You let it all go. Then your mind will begin to clear and you will begin to see reality and you will see that there is love and you will see that God doesn't hate you. You may have hated him, but he doesn't hate you.
And he forgives you when you forgive others. He forgives you when you forgive others. And you begin to feel the warmth. Feel the warmth of his presence. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for we Americans to sober up and find God.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. If you would like to check out the little meditation that we have a meditation that helps you to become centered. Right now, you're too lost in your emotions and lost in your thinking and lost in worrying and fretting and all of that. You need to get out of your thinking and out of your emotions and stand back and become calm and centered so that you might discover love, see, discover those eternal verities that I talked about and start to forgive other people, find God, and life will be beautiful. Life will be sweet, and life will be good. My name is Roland Trujillo. Check out our meditation.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.